Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We've been rocking and rolling all day at Taco Bueno, 7940 Forest Lane in Dallas. And right now, it's time for the C Block, starring Corey Majors and Kyle Yeomans.
Yeah, it is nice to have Kyle Yeomans on the show from DallasCowboys.com. You can also hear him pretty much broadcasting to all of America. It's going to be some game that you're going to find. Kyle, how's it going today, man?
It's good, guys. I'll be on a national broadcast tomorrow in the U.S. and in Mexico. So I've got both countries taken care of tomorrow.
Well, are you going to make sure that game turns out better than the last game you really cared about?
Which one? You talking about Cowboys or North Texas?
North Texas.
Both didn't end up working. Yeah, neither one of them worked out well. You know what's funny? I also lost all five of my fantasy games last week, too.
Oh, my gosh.
It may have just been me. That might be the problem, if I'm being completely honest.
It happened for me, too,
fantasy.
Kyle.
Oh, it was just a bad week.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that, man. What was Mestemaker doing in that game?
Well, he played well through the first half, kind of, and then it just all kind of just fell apart at the start of that second half. I mean, when South Florida can put up 28 points in 3 minutes and 28 seconds, there's not a whole lot you can do outside of that. And, I mean, I talked about it on the show with you guys last week. South Florida's a really good team, and they deserve to be inside the top 25. But I thought North Texas showed that they belonged in that game, but they weren't necessarily ready to close on a big stage like that. I don't think this is a bad football team, and I think that North Texas – showed that they can hang in there with a top 20 team in the country. But now they've got to claw their way back into favor starting this week against UTSA in a homecoming matchup on Saturday.
Now
it is homecoming, Kevin, this weekend.
Oh, yes, it is. They expect to win.
Mm-hmm.
We had our own shocking turn of events in about 5 minutes earlier today when we find out that Terry McLaurin is not going to play, although you might have inferred that from him not practicing yesterday. But then the news about Trayvon Diggs having an accident at his house, being in concussion protocol, that I don't really have a question so much as I'm like, that feels like a fairly surprising turn of events.
When Coach Schottenheimer walked into the press conference and immediately said, one piece of news to keep up with or one thing to note, you would expect it to be, somebody's returning from practice or maybe you're going to keep a rest day for a veteran here or something like that. And he said, no, we're going to miss Trayvon Diggs in the concussion protocol and he's out for the game because of something that happened off the field. It was quite shocking from that point forward, and I guess the next chance, and maybe the only chance we'll get to hear some answers directly from the Cowboys is whenever Stephen Jones comes on later in the week or later in the day on G-Bag Nation Day, right? I think that's the next real opportunity we'll get to ask those questions. So It certainly is a surprising deal. They're out on the practice field right now. Diggs, of course, not out there at the moment, but still something to keep an eye on as we move forward, because it's kind of a story that feels like there's something more to it and there's more of a development still to happen.
Okay, well, with that in mind, then, I'm not saying that you have to agree with this. I'm just curious if you're surprised. We had so many people in the fan base when we announced this instantly say that they think that either A, he's faking it, or was just looking for an excuse to get off the field and maybe off the team. Have you got, I mean, I know him and Micah were really close, but have you gotten the vibe that Trayvon Diggs doesn't want to be here at all?
No, not really. I that's the only thing I could point to, is the fact that the Micah connection and the way that whole situation was handled. But Trayvon Diggs got his contract when he needed to. He has played throughout the season, and even though he was kind of sat down at one point in time, at least going into that matchup against the Jets, that didn't last very long, and he got back out on the field and played well. He looks like he's happy in practice. Of course, in the small sample size that we get when we're out on the practice field, he's jumping around. He's getting up and down the field. He's in the middle of individual drills. So nothing really to talk to there. And then whenever he's in locker room, it's usually pretty quick, and he's out of there himself. So, no, I don't think there's anything to point to for any of that being the case, unless some monumental fallout happened over the last 24 hours. Which I don't necessarily think that's the case either. I think this is a legit something that happened at his home, and he is having to deal with it just as the team is having to deal with it.
How is Dak going to get 20 catches and four touchdowns to both George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb? Like, and I know I'm joking too, but the serious part of it is, like, now he probably does want to find a little more balance. And I go back, Kevin, to the Dan Buckner theory from Allen High School back when we covered them. The coach said, if Dan Buckner is double-teamed, throw to the other guys. If Dan Buckner is not double-teamed and he's got single coverage, throw to him. That would probably be my philosophy on whenever I got those two guys on the field, because Dak's confidence in both receivers now.
Yeah, I think that's the case. And that's the good thing that comes out of the last three games, really four games that CD has been out, is now you have that connection between him and Pickens, and you take what the defense gives you. You don't have to force feed one guy or the other, because both guys have shown a very capable nature of being able to get 150 yards and being able to make an impact in the red zone. Plus, I think early on, if you're Washington, who do you double team right now? Which guy are you looking at? Because CeeDee Lamb is coming off of an ankle injury where you don't know exactly what his percentage of health is. He looks good running around out here, but until it's Sunday and he's playing against other NFL players, you can't really tell how high of a percentage his health is really at. Whereas George Pickens is coming off of really an incredible streak of games. So do you double George Pickens and leave CeeDee Lamb, man? Or do you double CeeDee Lamb and take your chances with George Pickens against a guy like Noah Igbinoghene, who we've known here in the past with Dallas? So I think there's a question on Washington's side of how they're going to defend it. So if you're Dallas, you just take a look at it, read it before the snap, and take what the defense gives you. I think that's pretty simple moving forward. The rest of the target share is where it's going to get interesting. Does Jake Ferguson still handle much of the load? Kevontae Turpin coming back from injury, does he have more targets or the same amount of targets as he had prior to his injury, or does he kind of resort back to that wide receiver 3, 4, 5 on the depth chart? Because now that you have George Pickens emerged as a capable wide receiver 1 in this offense, you can really and truly attack it like a 1A, 1B scenario, and everybody else has to just kind of fight for what they can.
Okay, so adding intrigue level to the, you know, the way you do your offensive spacing and distribution is getting the run game back on track against a Washington defense that I know has struggled against against big-time offensive plays that they've given up. But they also didn't look too great against DeAndre Swift, who hasn't looked too great all season. So how do you balance that with hopefully getting Javonte Williams rocking and rolling again?
Yeah, I think that's a key this week. I mean, to be held to 31 yards like they were last week, it really makes you one-dimensional on offense. And that's not a knock against the offense as a whole. I still think we saw Dak and George Pickens and some of those other contributors for Dallas have some impact against Carolina. But if this thing is built to run off of play action. Dak Prescott is built to run off of play action. So if you can establish the run early, we've heard that for years around this franchise, it is going to help the offense be successful. The question for me, it's one, it has to do with the offensive line. You get some guys back this week. Of course, Tyler Booker working back into the fold. It's the second week back for guys like Guyton and Smith on the left side of the offensive line. And then Cooper Beebe's getting close to getting back. So you're getting offensive linemen healthy again. Does that make you a more well-oiled machine up front whenever it comes to the run blocking and a run scheme standpoint? And then who else is going to run the football outside of Javonte Williams? Because now that Miles Sanders is out for the year, the next leading rusher on your team is Dak Prescott. That's right. The next guy up outside of Javonte Williams. And then after that, it's Ryan Flannoy with 25 rushing yards this year. And the guy after that is Kevontae Turpin with 23 rushing yards this year. So,
and I think Jade Blue's averaging 0.2 yards per carry or something like that probably.
Yeah, I think he has 7 yards on the year. Mm-hmm. So you need to either find some level of rushing attack that is not named Javonte Williams, but that comes secondary to getting him going again and making sure that he is still your bell cow back and they establish some level of rushing attack outside of him is the secondary level that you need to get to as well.
I know, Kyle, that like for it was probably time with DeMarcus Lawrence. I know he's having himself a little mm-hmm. bit of a season up there in Seattle right now, but it was probably time with the Cowboys parting of ways. However, the thing, like this morning, Schottenheimer is on with Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton mm-hmm. and sometimes Aiden's show. And he said, they said, hey, what about James Houston? Why were the snaps limited? And he basically conceded he's not good at run defense. We're working on it, but we're not mm-hmm. there. Who do you see that has the potential to be both a run stopper and pass rusher that can be on the field for those moments?
Ooh, I've always said Marshawn Nealand, but he's missing the pass rush element where he's actually a pretty decent run defender.
Yeah.
And we've already seen Dante Fowler Jr. and what he could bring mm-hmm. From kind of a balance standpoint. He was probably more balanced with Washington than he was with anybody else. And I mean, all of that was under Dan Quinn, so it kind of continued that continuity there. But I don't know if you have a truly balanced pass rusher slash run defender on this team like you had with DeMarcus Lawrence. And that's part of why D-Law is having a successful start to his tenure with Seattle is Seattle is asking him to do the middle of the road stuff, which is run defend and then pass rush at on occasion. And he's able to do so at a high level. Dallas has to find a way to combat it. Either you have one guy that's rushing off the edge trying to get to the passer, and then the other guy is pretty much honed in on run defense. You've seen that a couple times where they'll put Marshawn Nealand on one side and then Dante Fowler Jr. or James Houston on the other side, and they're hoping that one of those attacks can work in their favor. They don't have that balanced attack kind of guy right now, and I think that's what's been a big struggle for them up front.
You know, I want to go back to the other front. You were talking about, like, people like Guyton who are back for their second week and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that he's back. I appreciate that he was a high draft pick. But, man, it really felt like maybe things flow better when Nate Thomas is out there. Is that a crazy thought?
No, I don't think so. Now, remember, Nate Thomas went up against the New York Jets defensive front.
Sure.
And they didn't have the same and I mean, Tyler Guyton went up against the Carolina Panthers. It's not like there's a huge discrepancy there. But the biggest thing with Thomas that he has continued to show is that he's consistent. He is a low-ceiling, high-floor guy. I know there's a lot of people that hate that type of mentality or that type of possibility, whereas Tyler Guyton has a high ceiling but maybe a lower floor. And I think we're seeing that from two guys that were drafted in the same draft class. Thomas has continuously shown that he is serviceable, but you want to have the high-end ability of Tyler Guyton, and you want to continue to have him develop as a first-round pick and as somebody that's playing at a decent level. Now, if Tyler Guyton is playing at a subpar level and he's continuously giving up pressures and he's continuously struggling in run blocking and his game as a whole, I think that's when you would see there's a switch. But right now, I still say Tyler Guyton's your starter. Nate Thomas is just a serviceable backup that you can rely on at times.
Appreciate the time, as always, good sir.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me. And, yeah, how's Taco Bueno? Sound like you got a good crowd out there.
It's amazing. It is always amazing at Taco Bueno for the Friday football feast.
Okay, and I don't know if you engage in eating competitions whatsoever, but if you were here for a four-hour span, how many of the grilled roll-ups do you think you could eat?
You said what was the time span?
In a four-hour, like if you were here for our entire show, but you didn't have to talk at all, how many of those do you think you could eat?
I bet I could get 40 down. I'm a
That's what I'm talking about, dude. 40. Yeah. I have a good number.
I bet you I could get 40. Hey, okay. You know Joey Chestnut's in town, right? Like he's like in Dallas this weekend.
Well, you got
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm going to go outside and find him.
Kyle, we have really dropped the ball on not having that happen at this Taco Bueno. Thank you for bringing that up. We're going to work on that now.
Put out the beacon. Make sure that he knows that you got to go to Taco Bueno down there in Dallas.
Yeah, yes. You just send up the it's a light with a hot dog or something like that.
Okay.
And then he's like, I know where to go now.
I like that. And he's like, I am needed. All right. Thank you very much, Kyle. We appreciate it, man.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy.
There you go. Kyle Yeomans. Oh, sorry. Let me try that again.
Kyle Yeomans.
Kyle.
Right here Yeomans. On 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we get a chance to do this earlier. So let's do a little bit of baseball nuggets, plus masterpiece of the week, all of that live from Taco Bueno in the forest, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
He has gone back to the dugout and then got back up. That's a liner into center field. That's down for a base hit. Here comes Smith. Felix got a great arm. It's cut off. Throw to third. Not in time. Tommy Edman puts the Dodgers in front.
And that right there is the first ALCS or NLCS game to be won by the home team. Right now, we'll get to Masterpiece of the Week in just a few minutes. But right now, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets. The Dodgers were victorious 3-1 over the Brewers yesterday. And, man, at this point, I just... Shohei's on the bump tonight for the Dodgers. This feels like sweep city.
I don't think the Dodgers will lose again until they play Seattle in the World Series.
Because they're 8-1 in the postseason. And they're so you were talking, you know, I think it's yesterday about the pitching staff. Well,
dude, Tyler Glasnow looked amazing yesterday.
You know what's funny too? Agreed. But probably the worst of the NLCS so far,
which is
a weird thing to say. But consider this, and this goes back to the last month of the regular season. So I was looking at some different numbers. Going back to September 1st, since that day, the Dodgers now played 34 games. Now, I didn't include the stats from yesterday into the group, but they gave up one run and four hits. So guess what? They did pretty well. Since then, their starting pitchers have gone 15-3. They've given up 40 earned runs in 34 games. 40 earned runs in 34 games.
Wow, man.
It's just, and they were giving up, their starters were giving up an average of 3 hits per game.
Jeez, dude.
In a month and a half, it's been a big sample size.
Yeah, I will say this. You've been to that stadium now.
Yes.
Like, we got the experience when we went out to Oxnard. We said, we got to go to a Dodgers game. It was totally worth everything about it. They did a big shot from the sky, and I pointed to my mom how close we parked because parking was amazing that night that you and I parked.
Yes. That was probably the best, except for the one time I got to park in the players' parking lot at a Stars game. Yeah. That was the best parking at a sporting event I think I've ever had.
But it was amazing to see, like, all of the media that was there, everything they talked about was just how much they loved that park, how much they loved the weather in that stadium. And then I was thinking to myself as those guys were warming up, I'm watching them, I'm going, they take for granted. I bet Tyler Glass now takes for granted stepping on the mound in the L.A. weather and how nice it is to pitch out there and what we've had to deal with in Texas in the middle of the summer.
Yeah.
But then he steps up there, and he had some really good stuff. There were a couple of moments. But then, you know, the start of that one, Mookie Betts gets on, and then he's driving in Shohei. Like, you kind of know they're going to be putting runs up on you, and they're gaining confidence right now, and that's scary for everybody else.
Man, that is scary. And now they're – presumptive World Series opponent looking very much in flux. Alec, if you can go ahead and give me cut number two, this man continues to have a hell of a postseason.
Guerrero drives the ball the other way. Canzone's going back. He's at the wall. It's gone! Vlad Jr. strikes again with his fifth home run of the postseason. Toronto takes the run right back.
In 8 postseason games, he's hitting .455 with an on-base of .500 and a staggering OPS of .1470. He has been incredible, and the Blue Jays have really trounced Seattle the last 2 games. Home teams remain 0-4 in that series, and so this will be clearly an incredibly important game today as the Mariners finish out their trifecta of home games, and that series is tied 2-2, and obviously, as the series would indicate, it can go either way.
Kevin, I said it early in the series, and I will say it again right now, that is very reminiscent of the Rangers-Astros ALCS.
Yes.
The road teams are winning. B, both teams can hit the ball very well. There's good pitching, but both teams are very good at hitting. And I'm kind of comparing Vlad a little bit to Adolis in that series. Not completely yet, but he might put that team down.
He's going to win ALCS MVP if they win.
If you remember running through that series, watch this series, because it's kind of watching it for me has kind of had that effect on it, even though they're not the same teams.
And then I did say I doubted Max Scherzer. He did get the win yesterday Five and two-thirds, three hits, two earned runs. He did walk four, but he struck out five, and most importantly, he kept Seattle at bay so Toronto could take that game over. Both of those series resume today with the Blue Jays and Mariners at 5 and then the Brewers and Dodgers at 7:30, especially that NLCS game. That feels like that could very well be the last game of the season for the Brewers, and then Dodgers against, we shall see.
Brewers are going home. Well, I mean, they're staying home. They're going to go home.
They will have to go home. Yeah.
Unless they live in L.A. If some of them live in L.A., then they're just
going
to
stay. Don't you feel like you'd at least go back to Milwaukee to, like, clean out your stuff and
maybe
whatever?
Next week. You know, it'd be like, whatever, I'll show up for the end of the season.
Okay. Well, so don't count on that. I just wanted to throw out one more quick thing before we have some fun with Masterpiece of the Week. Super special shout-out to our best furry friend, Izzy McLeod. This is from Captain Napkin, and I told him that is how he is saved in my phone. Izzy, every day you're with us is a victory and a blessing. To spend time with you means so much more than you know. I know you can hear this. You are cherished, wanted, cared for, and loved. We will always love you. That's from Sharon and Ricardo, and I'm sure everybody listening right now, if you have had to go through the pain of having to put a pet down, it's something that I feel like everybody understands now, because directly or indirectly, I feel like everyone's kind of been through this.
Yeah, it's not easy at all, man. It's not easy at all.
So I wanted to give you the sad and the heartfelt part, and now we can have the nonsensical and fun part, because it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
Gentlemen, how are things going in the forest?
They're good. I had to go past a leprechaun. And I believe I saw a sprite on the way here.
That's not true. There's no bridge. There's no bridge trolls. No.
Yeah.
No.
I answered three riddles.
No, you did.
And I made it.
That is not true. That is not true.
His first riddle was, "What do you call cheese that isn't yours?" And boom, nacho cheese. I knew it.
That seems right up your alley. I don't believe that you hated that as much as
you
said.
Lay out on me.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's time for Masterpiece of the Week, the one segment that you can't lay out on, because we're going to revisit the wild, wacky, odd, and oftentimes very concerning things said on this very program throughout the week. Gentlemen, our tradition is going to be very short today. We pick on people who are not here to defend themselves. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, Mickey only had one.
Hey, Alec.
Yeah.
Just real quick.
Okay.
I don't know how much humanity you have.
Oh.
But there are a couple of kids here, and so
they are in a good conversation as a family, though. So
we have concerns. Right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should not say things.
Story of my life, brother.
Yeah. Well, that's the best way I can put it. We're going to pick on Mickey first, because he's the only person here that cannot defend himself. And hey, guess what? It's not very family friendly. Kevin, you got involved in this one too, so you're guilty.
You know, you could gain an inch.
I would think that.
They lost 36 of them.
Oh.
I had to leave the little oh in there.
Because now you're looking at negative 30,
negative 31.
I don't know.
How do you go backwards?
Yeah.
I don't. Look, you've seen babies. Sometimes it just like whoop, goes right back up in there and you're worried.
You've seen babies.
What just happened?
I don't know. I made it worse.
Yeah, you really did. You just
I might
your,
go mic off.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to play sounds from you, so you can keep the mic off. Damn I will it. Fill the void. But let's see. Kevin or Corey?
Corey.
All right, fine. Corey, yes. You know what? We're going to start off light with Corey, because I know this is one of Kevin's favorites.
Everybody's a brother.
Now,
I got to the end of a statement that I was saying, and then I was just like, I was talking about, I don't even remember what, but we're all united.
Brothers.
We're all united.
It just really sounds like Corey is a very inclusive person.
Yeah,
I think that's a positive thing.
Arm in arm.
Yeah.
See, this this is going to take a dark turn. Kevin, you said this.
We only got executed 8 times.
Now, I know exactly
It took me a minute. You were counting while Steven was executing us.
Yes.
And
every time he said
like,
execute.
One, two, and I was like, what is he doing? And then it was like the third or fourth time, I went, oh, that's what he's doing right now.
You know, this actually leads to a really controversial opinion I have.
Okay.
And this is probably because I've been listening to historical...
Steven Jones will execute us to death?
Yes. I mean, that's true. I've been listening to a lot of historical podcasts. If you fail to execute somebody the first time, I think they should get to go.
I agree.
Like, if you like if you put somebody in front of a firing squad and all the guns backfired, or you just had terrible, like, stormtrooper-style shots, I think that person should get to leave. That is my controversial opinion.
Now, here's the deal. They might be exiled to a private island.
Right? Sure.
Still a danger to society.
Yeah.
But I'm totally with you. We go send them over there and then do not give them tools to build boats so they can come attack us.
Agreed. Man, I like that your society still kind of hinges on how good you are at boat travel.
Yeah.
What a concept. Mm-hmm. Corey, you said this.
You ever seen his hip thrusts? They're so good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Hip thrusts.
The thrust
hip
is the
one. Who was I talking about there?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Self, maybe after men's tea clinic. I don't know.
You know what? You're right.
God.
Good
don't
point,
tell
Alec.
Me you have a mirror and you're like American Psychoing it out there or whatever.
No, he's like Nate Thomas after a touchdown gets scored, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, not too many pumps scoring. Not too many
okay,
pumps.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Let's see. Kevin has a spicy take here.
Stupid Lumineers, they suck.
Dang, dude. I kind of like the Lumineers.
I'm
not against them.
No, look, I actually like the Lumineers. I just bring them up because that was like Mike loved that band. Is when he said we should just give up sports, and I just don't envision people leaving concerts saying things like that.
Dude, but this morning on Sean and RJ, when Schottenheimer was talking, there was one I was like, man, I want to do an out of context interview with Schottenheimer where we take all these little clips, because he had one line where he was like, I'm Brian Schottenheimer, I'm the greatest offensive lineman or offensive coordinator in the world. And I was like, that is going to sound so. And then we just argue about how ridiculous it was that he said that. Look at this guy.
You can use my James Houston cut in there, too. Who needs Micah? We have James Houston.
That's right. But, you know, ever since Mike left, we've been lacking in this category. But I have a favorite subcategory of Masterpiece of the Week, and it is called People Overreacting. Corey, you are the culprit here. Just give it a few seconds, and you'll see what I mean.
Did it bother you? Because he also said it's kind of majestic.
Ah! Dude.
I'm telling you, I know we've gone over this a couple of times.
It's just so frustrating.
He was so mad. And like
he talked about it this morning with them, too.
Did
it? And then my truck, I'm sitting there just like...
And it can be... It's really quiet in that room at that point because you're just listening to the presser. And all of a sudden to hear Corey latch out about this, it caught me off guard.
It's majestic almost.
There you go, Corey. Let's see, Kevin, we might get back into incriminating territory. You said this.
But there's no P in there, too, which is weird.
Huh.
Are you talking about the...
No, that was about somebody's name.
Pterodactyl.
No.
That was so dumb. That was so dumb.
I hate this
Why
show.
Why are we so laughing?
I feel like I've said it a lot. This show is the
worst. The P is silent with Pterodactyl.
No, I know. I know.
Good job, Corey.
Thank you.
You guys are dumb.
We know. Let's see. I don't even remember this one. I'm scared to play it. Corey, you said this?
I did ask her if she would take it.
Oh, my God.
I was right in being scared.
One of those kids looked right at me when you said that, so...
See, I'm going to go to the end of it. I'm going to replay the end, him. Because I like...
That's him right here.
I like Kevin's reaction.
What?
Yep. What? I'm sorry. Can you play that whole thing one more time?
No, oh, of course don't. I can.
I did ask her if she would take it.
Mm-hmm. What?
Okay, that...
Oh, man.
Okay, that I think that might be my boat, but keep going.
This job rules sometimes. Kevin, you said this.
What? No, he was so doing confused. The thing, and I'm assuming it popped up and snapped him.
No.
All right.
Like one of those Beetlejuice worms?
No, that was about... First of all, if so, good for him. Second of all, that was about Anthony Richardson and the exercise band. Uh-huh. And they put him on the injured reserve.
Dude, that's so sad for him and his face.
Oh.
Did it hit him in the face?
I think it did.
Or the junk.
No, I think it hit him in the face.
Well,
yeah.
Either
orbital bone.
See what I'm saying? Did you just...
Yeah, that was his orbital bone breaking.
Cartoon
I'm
sound
sorry
effect
if that
right
was,
there.
If
Imagine
that was
if
not...
any time we had a serious injury, it was just followed by a cartoon Looney Tunes noise. That would be That would be so endearing. Let's see, Kevin. I feel like I'm going to get use out of this for years to come. Thank you,
he
Kevin.
Just snorted.
He just snorted again.
You were laughing.
Because,
you snorted
because somebody. I don't know if you heard that, Alex. Somebody goes, "Oh man!"
Yeah, I did. Great timing. Kevin, thank you for this. I will get use out of this for years to come.
If I'm keeping it a buck right now, we ass.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that actually feels appropriate for this team, but that was Cam Ward breaking down his thoughts on the team thus far.
Uh-huh. And then one last one real quick. You got to listen closely to the sentiment that Corey is sharing here.
So
women do things.
Okay.
Women do things.
That's true. Man. That is a fact. There's so many things that women do.
You know, I'm gonna vote for something that feels adjacent to what Corey just said.
I don't know who Jason is.
Adjacent. It feels almost like a governmental statement of come and take it is what I'm gonna say.
Oh.
I did ask her if she would take it.
Okay. All right. Okay. What?
Okay. Can you play it one more time so I can hear? I'm proud of my reaction here.
I did ask her if she would take it.
What?
What?
That's my vote.
I'm voting for the ridiculous, majestic comment and then my reaction.
A what?
About when he goes,
oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. This one.
Did it bother you? Because he also said it's kind of majestic.
Ah! It doesn't that get was, any less was, stupid.
It's a real reaction. It's human. Uh-huh. You know, that's a human reaction to the sky.
Huh. What? Okay. Well, you know what? I think.
Hold on. From the 214, they say we need more pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, we do.
From the choppy, the thing that he did.
I wish we had time for that. But you know what? I'm going to... No, I'm not going to send it to a vote off. We have a winner.
I did ask her if she would take it.
Jeez.
Oh.
That's Masterpiece of the Week!
What? For the 817, man, that Taco Bueno laugh track's going hard.
It is amazing.
They are having fun.
We appreciate them. Thank you so much, guys.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, live from Taco Bueno in Dallas, off of Forest Lane. Coming up next, we will chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Motion now from Tolbert, inside handoff, Javonte Williams, and he breaks free, and Williams has a head of steam, and Williams to the end zone, and Javonte Williams running hard, took it home, 30 yards for Javonte Williams.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We have had a great time today live at Taco Bueno in the Forest. 7940 Forest Lane in Dallas right now.
I give up.
You're going to be in a real pickle as we take you out to Carrollton and Pickler Universe, courtesy of D&M Leasing, to chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen.
What's the deal?
How is you today?
We're doing awesome, Heggie. How are you?
I am doing good. Did you get an opportunity to hear our intro with Jerry Jones where we mocked that guy that introed RJ Choppy, and then Jerry said, what are you guys smoking? I would like some.
It was great, man.
It was glorious.
It was really good.
Good old Brad Evans, man. That guy, he's a ball of fury. At BetMGM, they're full of them. Nick Costos, who we got to sit next to all of Super Bowl Radio Row, just high energy guys. It's like a bunch of Bobby Belts meshed together, just full of
Brad
God
Evans,
knows what.
Brad Evans used to do a gambling or a fantasy segment with me when I worked in Portland, and he was so energetic and hilarious. We called him the goat, and he started bah at the beginning and the end of every one of his interviews. And I was convinced that he had to be the biggest partier in sports media for a period of time. But
still is.
I've come to see him as just a natural character, dude. He's on fire.
It's incredible.
Chiafalo, were you proud of him for giving a longer intro than you had a question?
Yes. You know, when you put it in those terms, it's even more insane the stamina that he had on that particular. And it wasn't even just the distance that he went, but also the high level of energy that he maintained
pew,
throughout.
Pew.
Yeah, he gave you the pew pew.
Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, that guy is. I need to actually Google him. I need to see his face.
Big D, little D. He's a bald, skinny white man.
You gotta get a glimpse of this warlock here, Brad Evans.
He just kept teasing Choppy too. Like you're like, okay, he's about to introduce him, and Choppy's like, I'm
I know.
Ready to go. He's like, no, I got more guys.
Yeah, now, that is amazing.
I wanted to talk about the baseball series a little bit, but we didn't get to bring this up earlier. Did you see the story from John Heyman at the New York Post that said that Tarek Skubal and the Detroit Tigers are currently about $250 million apart in their negotiations? Do you think it's fair to say that they might not get that signing done?
I think it's fair. Yeah, I think $250 million might be a little bit reasonable to say that that'll be the case. I don't know how you really bridge a gap that big. That is a $250 million. Like, what are the Tigers offering?
Nothing. It feels like he's like
$0.
He's like, I want a lot, and they go, our counter argument is nothing, and they're like, okay, well,
yeah. Well, if you want to stick around, you know, we'll give you $10 million a year. I don't know. This is weird. Best pitcher in baseball, arguably.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, is it safe? Do you think it's going to be sweep for the Dodgers today?
I do. Yep, I absolutely do. I think the Dodgers are. They figured it out, and they are, I mean, we know that the super team bit, everybody signed there over the last few off seasons. They figured out the closer spot, moving Sasaki in there, and their pitching is just an absolute buzz. So I think the Dodgers might not lose again this postseason.
Yeah.
I don't think that would surprise any of us.
Well, on the flip side, who do you have them playing in the World Series? Because very reminiscent of the 2023 ALCS, the home team hasn't won a game yet. Who do y'all have advancing in that series?
I'm going to take Seattle, but I don't feel confident in it at all. I really don't. I'm just going to say that Toronto, they've suffered a couple of injuries during the course of the series, and I don't think the home run ball is going to be able to be sustainable for them. So I think overall I lean pitching to Seattle, and I think that's what's going to end up being the edge for them. And this thing might go seven.
I think it's the season of Cal Raleigh. He's got some incredible heroics. And plus, the Mariners, to my count, have what's called the road field advantage, which the Rangers are very familiar with.
Yeah. I like that. I like that very much.
It was
the part where he made the joke that he felt like he thought RJ had never heard that in his life, and he's like, he knows everything about Big D, and he goes, well, maybe little D right now. It felt like he thought he was rocking RJ's world.
Damn
with that
Cowboys.
Part of the intro.
Damn Cowboys.
what do you guys got coming up on the program today, and where can everybody find you?
We are live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton, and we'll be here for the next 5 hours, sportscasting, and Stephen Jones is going to join us at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm very fascinated to hear
his thoughts.
You guys
going to cut Diggs, Stephen? Your thoughts?
Yeah, give him a pew-pew and see how that rocks.
Hey, Stephen, pew-pew, what happened with Trayvon Diggs? Like, I want to see how that goes over. All right, roll home with the G-Bag Nation. Go see them at Pickler Universe in Carrollton. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Thanks to everybody for rocking this Taco Bueno today. We will be back on Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Pew-pew! Yeah.
I did ask her if she would take it.
What?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.